This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Let's go over the press conference for Tua and how he was addressing the media yesterday. And I didn't have a lot of time to get into this yesterday because I have to kind of, you know, you hear it right off the whole deal and you got to kind of set everything up, right? And so here's Tua, and I want to go over these comments because I want you to, we're going to go over these three comments with Tua, okay? The first off is when he's asked about, you know, this week and the preparation, and he calls it a normal week, all right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a normal week for me. I approach this game the same way I approach any other game.
So he talks about it's a normal week for me because they would talk about the, you know, the trade rumors and all that. And it's like a normal week for him. Really. So that's a normal week for every other quarterback. You know, Aaron Rodgers is pissed at his organization. He wants out. You know, when you don't get support, why the hell should you be, you know, committed to them? Think about that. I mean, are you going to stay married to somebody that's constantly cheating on you? Are you going to stay loyal to somebody that's constantly cheating on you? Because that's what the Dolphins are doing. And as I said yesterday, it's pretty interesting that a team that's married already to one wife is searching for another wife. That's illegal in this country, isn't that? But, you know, I guess the irony of it all, they want another guy that cheats on his girlfriend. I guess the Dolphins and Watson are made for each other. So this is a regular week for him, because of course all other 31 quarterbacks in the NFL have to deal with your head coach and your GM openly trading for somebody else. It's a normal week for him. Yeah, no, it's a normal week for me. Nobody cares for me here. They don't really support me. They all tell me one thing and they're doing something else. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what's going on. Right? So then he goes on and talks about Flo's transparency.
Trade doesn't necessarily seem like a normal week, even though it's kind of been consistent all season.
Yeah, I would say it still is a normal week. The only thing is, I really respect and appreciate his transparency, with where he's at with that. Within our conversations, I like to keep those private too.
So, I mean, he keeps it private, but they don't. He takes the classy road. They don't. They openly cheat on him. They openly drafted him and not supported him. They thought they were giving him an offensive line. Yeah, an offensive line to break your ribs. They thought they were giving him wide receivers. What, a whole bunch of unreliable dudes, except for his teammate from Alabama is the only guy, and Gesicki, of course. Only two guys you can really count on this team. And his transparency. So the coach can sit there and tell you, well, you know, hey, man, you know, we kind of love you, but we're trying to trade for somebody else. And he said, you know, he tells me about his conversations with Greer. So it's like the kid knows he's not wanted. And don't give me this shit about, oh, well, he has to be a professional. Oh, and he's got to compartmentalize all of that. And yet he does, because he has to do it for himself now. Now Tua is building his own resume for trade. Because Tua right now is playing for, I don't know, 10 other teams that maybe might be thinking about a quarterback. And they say, hey, well, why don't we trade for this kid? we're not going to have to give up much because they already screwed up. They're already trading for Watson. So they got to get rid of the kid. They're not going to keep that situation that uncomfortable. Yeah, this is the whole thing. It's so screwed up. So you draft a kid that you never support, that you were never really committed to. And yet, from the get-go, by the way, because once you threw him in there to start over Fitz, you should have just kept him in there. But you didn't. You're trying to win games, right? So you play the hook game with him. And I get that part because you're trying to win a game. But you got to pick and choose, man. You got to shit or get off the pot, bro. You got a young quarterback. You drafted him at 5. Stop effing around with a guy that never gets anybody to the playoffs and never has done anything in the playoffs in his life. And he's a nice guy and he's a bridge quarterback and all that. But if you drafted the kid, then draft him and develop him. But you were never really committed to the kid. And so now you've shit on the kid. You've pulled the kid. You've gotten him injured now. You're putting him behind no offensive coordinators, no offensive line, very few reliable receivers. And now what are you going to do then when you trade him? What are you going to ask for? What are you going to get in return? Like, everything's done wrong. And when you read a Barry Jackson report that says that guys are comfortable with their future in Greer, he may not, you know, he may be safe for next year and Flo may be safe for next year. This is what I start to wonder. Is Chris Greer truly in charge? Did he make the Tua pick or did somebody else make the Tua pick? Because you got to think about this. The way it's all been handled, normally you get fired. So if you're not firing Chris Greer and Brian Flores, are you not doing it because somebody else picked Tua? So now you're backtracking and now you're, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to believe in this place. I just don't know what to believe. I know this for sure. The team is not as bad as it looks. The talent is not as bad as it looks. That I am convinced 100%. I am 100% convinced that the coaching staff sucks. Flo and his staff suck ass. They are a terrible coaching staff, an abolishment to coaching. They are an embarrassment to coaching. That's what they are. Because every week, no one's prepared. Offense, defense, special teams, they're all screw-ups. Veterans, young players, street free agents. I don't give a shit who it is. They're all garbage. I don't believe all these players are as bad as they look. What I truly believe is you got one shitty coaching staff. You got one garbage ass staff. That's what you got.